and my burden is light.
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
好，今天我们分享一个信息，就是说到主这里来得安息。
Today, let us share on a message about receiving peace from our Lord.
长期以来，这是我在基督徒生命当中的一个困惑。
So I've had this challenge for a long time in my Christian journey.
为什么我们应该得享平安的基督徒看上去从来没有平安。
Why is it that some of us Christians who should live in peace, seem to not have peace in their lives?
其实还不是 some of us, 而是我所遇见的每一个基督徒哈，我真的非常在我准备这个讲章的时候，我就在想哪一个弟兄姊妹真的让我遇见他的时候觉得他内心是有平安的，非常少。
So not only is it a minority, but when I consider my experiences where I've met other Christian brothers and sisters, I feel like it's really rare for us to have peace in our lives.
我们现在用这个时间，大家想想，我的生命里有平安吗？
Let us take some time to consider in our own lives whether we have peace.
我们有很多理由，比如说我们为工作、为学习、为我们的孩子、为父母、为各种情况，甚至教会的服事，为各种情况，我们都会很忧愁、很烦恼。
And we may have all sorts of excuses to be troubled, whether it's for family, for work, for study, or even for the worship in our church. That we say that we have all these struggles in our lives.
那主答应我们，他说我们可以得安息的。
However, the Lord promised us that you can have peace.
那这是什么原因让我们得不到这样的安息呢？
Why is it that we do not have peace?
我们今天来看这一段经文哈。
Let us look at the scriptures.
我们知道耶稣在地上的时间只有三年半的时间。
So we know that the Lord's ministry was for about 3.5 years.
那在这个经文里记载呢，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。
And it is written here that Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of the miracles had been performed because they did not repent.
我们知道主耶稣的神迹啊，行起来是很大的神迹啊。
So we know that Jesus performed many great miracles.
他可以医治病人啊，赶鬼啊，他的神迹从来不是隐藏的，是很大的。
He could heal the ill, he could exorcise the demons. He never hid his great power.
但是这些城的人终不悔改。
However, these cities would not repent.
那这个工作，在我们的眼睛里看，做的是很失败。
And it appears to us that his work was a complete failure.
就像我们出去传福音，那里有很多人，但是我们在那里很多年了，我们做了很多事情，但是没有一个人信主。
Just like if we were to go and preach and work very hard, but no one is converted.
我们努力来带领一个教会，但是慢慢我们发现为什么没有一个人在我们当中悔改信主。
And we work very hard to build up a church, and we realize that no one there is actually true and repent.
然后我们就灰心了，我们就会很难过。
And then we feel sad and we lose hope.
这个时候主耶稣做的工作就是这种情况。
And this is what Jesus, our Lord's work was like.
他当时他在哥拉逊、伯塞大、加百农，那是以色列境内的这些城镇。
The work that he did in the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum were some of the central cities in Israel.
这些以色列人应该是非常懂得旧约圣经的人。
And these Israelites should be very familiar with the scriptures.
他们在盼望着弥赛亚到来。
They were hoping for the Messiah.
那耶稣来了就fulfill 了，就是成就了这个预言。
And so Jesus came and he fulfilled all the prophecies.
所以应该是很容易做的工作。
And so it should be a very easy task.
那为什么主耶稣现在讲，他说我在你们这儿行的异能啊，如果我在外邦人的城镇中，像推罗、西顿，甚至他说到索多玛，那是被神用火焚烧了的城市，罪恶的城市，他说我如果行在那儿的话，都比在你们当中要有果效。
And so Jesus says, if the miracles that I performed in here had been performed in Tyre and Sidon and even Sodom, which was burned in sulfur, they would have repented, but you haven't.
所以我们可以看到他那个心是多么的失望。
And so we see his despair.
他的心里该多么焦急啊！因为他在地上只有三年半，他想着这些人类啊，他们不知道他们珍惜这段时间，因为我跟你们同在，这个时候悔改该多好啊！
Perhaps his heart was very troubled that in his 3.5 year ministry that these people are slow to understand, they are slow to recognize the significance of this time.
但是接下来在第25节的时候哈。这里说那时耶稣说父啊天地的主我感谢你。
However, we read in verse 25, Jesus says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
这个时候他还能够感谢。
Even at this time, he can praise.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有过非常低落非常失望绝望的时候连祷告都不能祷告了读经也不能读了不要说感谢神了就是根本祷告都不可以了。
I don't know if our brothers and sisters, we've ever experienced times in our own life where we're in such despair that we can't even come before God, even to pray.
我们看到主耶稣在这个时候，他能够来到父面前，把他的感恩献上去啊。
But we see that the Lord Jesus, even at that time, he was able to praise God.
接下来他说因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来。
And Jesus says, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
这是父所喜悦的父做的这件事情哈。
So this is the work of the Father.
所以接下来他说父啊是的因为你的美意本是如此。
And he says, Father, this was your good pleasure.
这是父的美意吗？
Is this God's pleasure?
要做我们来讲父啊你为什么做这样的事？
By our understanding, this doesn't make any sense.
也因为这些聪明通达人他们如果能信主多好啊。
Because how good would it be if the wise and learned can become believers?
我到中国的乡下哈农村去看到中国家庭教会因为现在年轻人都在外地打工所以在中国的教会都是一些老年人还有那个留守的这些姊妹啊和这孩子。
So earlier when I visited the house churches in the rural areas of China, I noticed that many of the young, the strong people, they leave to work elsewhere, leaving only the older people and some other people behind.
有时候心里就会着急啊，主啊，那些年轻人都去哪儿了？
And so my heart is troubled thinking where did all the young people go?
当然我知道老年人他们很需要福音，但是这些青壮年年轻人都去哪里了？
Of course the older people they need the gospel as well, but what about the young? What about the strong?
有的时候觉得神做工的想法为什么跟我们不一样？
Sometimes I think that the way that God works is so different to my understanding.
这些聪明通达人指的是当时我们讲以色列境内这些城市里面非常有圣经知识的人。
So the wise and learned that it refers to here are those that had extremely good knowledge of the scriptures.
他们非常有知识，他们有理性的思维，有哲学的头脑，他们可能有很多很多知识。
They have wisdom, they have philosophy, they have the scriptures.
但是他们不能够悔改信主。
However, they are unable to repent.
然而在主的心里，他知道，因为这些事情，父向这些聪明通达人把它隐藏起来了。
However, we read that the Lord has hidden these things from them.
向那些婴孩就显现出来。
And shown it to the children.
这样的状况，我们觉得。是好事吗？对我们来讲，我这是主说这是天父的美意，我们不觉得这是美意啊。
It is written in verse 26 that this is the Father's pleasure, but do we see it as a good thing?
我们多希望我们坐下来的弟兄姊妹，哎呀，全都是聪明通达人啊。
Don't we hope that we can preach to all of the wise and learned people?
但是这些人缺乏了一个内容，就是一个婴孩的心。
However, they are missing the heart of a child.
所以他们没有办法能够认清神的恩典。
And so they are unable to recognize the Lord's blessings and the Lord's grace.
所以神的美意就把这些事情向这些聪明通达人隐藏起来了。
And so his message was hidden from them.
接下来二十七节哈，主耶稣说：“一切所有的都是我父交给我的。”
And then we read in verse 27, "All things have been committed to me by my Father."
这个是我们要时刻记得的一件事哈。
And this is something we must always know.
你现在一切所有的都是神交给你的。
For now, everything that you have is from God.
神呼召你来奉献的时候，其实是要把它交给你的，愿意你能够拿出一部分来，回应他。
When God calls you to offer, to give something for offering, it is just a little return for something that He has already given you.
他不是说没有给过你，而是从你口袋里抢钱。
He is not trying to take something from you.
他给了你，就像我们给小孩子，我们给了他很多吃的，给了他一串葡萄，然后说你给妈妈一个。
Just like if a parent gives their child a bunch of grapes and says, "Hey, child, let me have some."
我们盼望的是孩子可以拿来给你。
We hope that the child can be generous.
也许给你，你也不一定要，你还会还给他。
And maybe it is you don't even need it.
或者你还会给他更多。
Or you will give them even more.
但是你希望他能够有这一颗爱你的心。
But you hope that they can have this heart of love.
而且有这一颗愿意给予越宽大的心。
And a heart of generosity and giving.
愿意能够分享。
That they are willing to share.
就像小朋友到家里来玩，我们说我们可以不可以一起玩玩具，分享，不要互相抢夺。
Just like when the children play together and you ask them not to fight over the toys, but to share them.
我们愿意孩子们有这样一颗心。
We hope that our children can have this heart.
所以我们在生活的各个方面来培养他。
And so in every aspect of their lives, we try to raise them.
神也愿意我们有这样一颗心。
And God asks us that we have this same heart.
所以在我们的奉献上，在各个方面，神愿意培养我们有这样一颗心。
And so in our offerings and in our lives, God wants to raise us to have this kind of heart.
所以神今天没有从天上掉玛纳来供应我们。
And so He doesn't feed us with manna from the heavens.
他建立了教会，他让我们来彼此支持。
But He established the church that we may look after each other.
在其中，神要操练我们这一颗能够彼此相爱的心。
And God will train our hearts to love each other.
接下来哈，二十八节哈，主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
And we continue to read in verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
这是一个邀请。
This is an invitation.
他说：“你有劳苦重担吗？你就到我这里来，我就使你得安息。”
He says, "If you are weary or burdened, come to me, and I will give you rest."
所以现在我们想想，我们有没有重担？我们心灵里面。
And so we should consider in our hearts if we are burdened.
我们到主那里去了吗
？Did we go before the Lord?
往往哈，我们是非到了绝境的时候才开始经历神。
Often we find that we only experience God when we are at our worst.
所以有人说这样一句话，说人的尽头才是神的起头。
And I once heard someone say that a person's end is God's beginning.
所以你在实在是无法可施的情况下，你才想到，哎呀，我还有主呢，我去求靠主吧。
And so only when you are in a truly desperate situation do a lot of people come to go to God.
那个时候才开始经历神。
And at that time they finally come to experience God.
我自己也曾经是这样，我曾经住在躺在医院里边，什么办法也没有的时候，那个时候才开始认真的祷告，才开始经历神。
And once this has also happened to me when I was in the hospital and I had no strength that I finally go to truly pray to God.
求神给我们智慧，不要等到那个时候才经历神啊。
I hope that we can have the wisdom to not wait until this point before we come to experience God.
今天你就可以经历神。
Today you can experience God.
你有工作上的问题吗？学习上的问题吗？家庭关系的问题吗？今天就应该到主那里去经历他。
Whether it's your problems with your work, with your family, with your study, today you can come to experience God.
他说，你到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."
所以你先要去他那里，然后你才得着这个安息。
And so first you must go, and then you will receive rest.
有一个弟兄跟我讲，我觉得很有智慧的话哈。他说，你很难叫醒一个装睡的人。
装睡的人。
就是他 pretend sleep， 他假装在睡觉。
Once someone said it's very hard to wake someone who is pretending to sleep。
因为他在装睡，他不想起来，你很难叫醒他。
Because they are pretending to sleep, and so it's impossible for you to wake them because they're not sleeping。
所以在我们不伸手的时候，神很难把力量给我们。
And so when you don't reach out to God, it's very hard for Him to help you。
所以耶稣在这里邀请我们，他说你到我这里来啊。
And so here Jesus invites us to come to Him.
所以我们要说我想起来啊。
And you must say to Him, Lord, wake me up.
所以神才能把你叫起来。
And then He will help you.
如果我们知道，但是我们从来都是假装的，我们不愿意去。
If we even though we know we are pretending and we don't want to go,
那神怎么能够把他的力量给我们呢？
Then how can He give you His power?
他怎么能够把他的安息给我们呢？
How can He give you His peace?
所以今天我们知道这第一点哈，就是我们要去才行啊。
And so now we recognize the first thing is to go.
因为主已经邀请我们了。
Because the Lord has invited us.
所以我们去到他那里才能得安息。我们把我们的劳苦重担先带到他面前去。
And so we must go, must bring Him our wearies and our burdens, and then we can receive His rest.
第二点呢？主耶稣不但说你到我这里来我可以给你得安息啊，下面呢就是你们要学我，因为他已经给了我们他从父那里得安息的一个榜样。
So the second thing other than to bring our burdens to him is also to follow his example of receiving power from the Father.
他在做工的时候也遇到这样的艰难，也非常的辛苦，非常的失望吧。
And so when Jesus was doing his work, he also encountered troubles, he also encountered despair.
但是他可以明白，因为这是父的美意。
But he recognized that this is the will of God.
所以，凡你现在身边所有的，你身边发生的这些事情，都是神给你的。
And so you should recognize also that everything around you is from God.
而且没有一件是不好的。
And not a single thing is bad.
因为每一件事都是为了让你得益处。
Because everything works together for your good.
就像我们的孩子。
Just like our children.
我们给他安排游泳课，什么钢琴课，我们给他安排了很多东西。
Maybe we will prepare for them, swim training and music tuition and all these things.
他们烦得要命。
And they find it very annoying.
因为呀，人家都在玩，我还要练钢琴。
All the kids are playing and I have to practice piano.
然后我还要写中文作业。
And I have to practice my Chinese.
然后我还要去游泳课。
And I have to do swim training.
所有这些都是他的烦恼。
And all of these things are their burdens.
但是其实这一些做家长的知道都是为了他得好处的。
But as a parent, we know that all of these things are good for them.
你说作为家长一下了班就送孩子去这个班去那个班也很辛苦很不容易啊。
Imagine as a parent to take your child to this class and that class, it's also very hard.
所以当这个孩子不愿意去的时候家长会很难过。
And so when the child doesn't want to go, it's hard for the parents too.
我付你钱，我给你付钱，然后我又要陪着你去花时间，然后你还不好好学。
Yes, I spend time and money to take you to classes, and you don't learn properly.
我们会很难过。
And we will be hurt.
我们现在所做的事就跟这个孩子们一样啊。
And this is something like what we are doing today.
因为上帝给你预备的环境是。为了让你好的环境。
Because God has prepared an environment which is better for you.
然后我们在这个环境里大哭大闹，我们说我要走掉，我不喜欢这个环境，我要跑。
And in this situation, we whine and complain against God.
其实我们忍耐坚持下去，你就看到了神的美意啊。
Actually, if you endure and you're patient, you will see God's good work.
你的劳苦重担，你心灵里的难过，没有一件事是神不知道的。
All of your struggles, all of your burdens, God knows them all.
在旧约的时候哈，在以赛亚书里面，神对以色列人说。
In the book of Isaiah, God tells the people of Israel.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节啊。神对以色列人说，他说你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
以赛亚书三十章
三十章十五节。
We read from the book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. This is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
所以神说你 归回安息是可以得救的，你们平静安稳能够得到力量。
So you really gain in repentance and rest is your salvation, and in quietness and trust is your strength.
但是以色列人竟自不肯。
But you would have none of it.
他们不肯安静下来。
They were not willing to become quiet.
我们原来讲过这个道理哈，小孩子如果安静下来学他该学的东西，其实半个小时就结束了。
Often we know that children, if they are willing to be quiet and concentrate, they can do all their work in a short amount of time.
但是他们在之前要花一个小时 complain.
But they have to spend so much time complaining.
然后你让他坐下来就已经耗尽了所有的力气。
And it takes you so much effort just to get them to quiet down.
其实神在我们生命里也是这样。
Actually, God is like this in our lives.
我们花尽了所有的力气在这里抱怨神。
We take all this time to complain to God.
其实当我们安静下来的时候，我们就从他那里得力量了。
But when you quiet down, you can receive His strength.
安静下来，认真面对你的环境。
Quiet down and honestly face your environment.
然后认真面对你现在手里的重担。
And honestly face the burdens that are in your life.
把它带到耶稣基督的脚前去。
And take them to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是知道你。他会帮助你。
He knows you and he will help you.
这是他自己说的，所以他不会，在圣经里啊，神自己说，他说他绝对不会说谎。
This is what he himself has promised, and he never lies.
我自己的经历里边，真的是经历过很多次神的信实的神迹吧。
From my own experience, I've often experienced God's faithfulness.
他说他的供应，他从来没有短缺过。
He says that his benefit will never fall, His grace will never fall short.
上周我们听见 Cathy 姊妹在这里讲她的见证。
Last week we heard the testimony of our sister Cathy.
尤其在经济方面啊。
Especially speaking of our economic difficulties.
大家听了她自己讲的时候，她也说你们听了可能觉得非常的奇怪啊，怎么会有这种事情？
And she recognizes that some of the things that occurred in her life seem very strange.
但是我听了，我在心里实在是知道，这确实是上帝的供应。
But when I heard, I truly recognized that this is God's faithfulness.
因为我自己的生命里经历了太多这样的情况。
Because I've experienced the same in my own life.
自从我和我先生我们两个人一起去读神学开始，我们的经济状况就出现问题。
Ever since my husband and I went to study theology, our finances have been a mess.
我记得有一个弟兄在原来那个教会见到我问我，他说你经济情况怎么样？
I remember a brother that I once knew from an older church. He asked me, you know, how are finances in your house?
我说挺好的。
And I said they're okay.
他说够吗？
He said, do you have enough?
我说我不知道，我从来不算。
I said, I don't know, I didn't calculate it.
因为原来我也做小生意哈，我自己做账，我也会算计哈。
Because I used to run a business, I do know how to calculate finances.
但是自从我们把自己交给神以后，我就不算了，我没有办法算。
But ever since I placed my life in God's hands, I haven't been able to really calculate my finances.
因为我们两个读神学哈，只拿政府的那一点补贴。
Because we receive a little bit of help of welfare from the government.
你来算我们家的贷款，再加上水电费，再加上电话费，就这些硬指标哈都不够。
If you just look at our rent and utilities, that's not enough.
所以没办法算了，那就没得吃了。
And so it would look we don't even have enough money to eat.
但是我从来没有缺乏过。
However, I was never short of anything.
一直活到现在。
Until today.
那个时候真的是你如果拿笔坐下来算是一定不够。
At that time, if you calculate it with the calculator, you would realize there's not enough.
但是神用各种各样的方式，各种渠道来供应我们。
However, God was able to supply us with everything we needed.
那个时候就有过姊妹到我家里来哈，我有时候老请弟兄姊妹到我家里来吃饭。
Often I would invite brothers and sisters to come and eat with us.
然后有个姊妹就跟我说，哎，你们家吃的挺好哈，你不穷啊。
And a sister said, "Hey, you guys eat lots of good food. You're not poor."
我说我从来没说过我穷啊。
I said, "I never said that I'm poor."
我不富裕，但是我从来不缺乏。
I may not be wealthy, but I'm never short of anything.
真的非常感恩啊，神用各种各样的渠道 好来供应我们。
And I was truly thankful that God was able to support us in His own way.
经济的一关哈，大概是我们服事上面非常重要的一关。
So financial difficulties are a true difficulty that we must face.
我们能够在这上面学习信靠神啊，是一个蛮艰难的过程，不容易。
That in this we can learn to rely on God is a very difficult thing.
其实每一件事我们学会依靠神都不容易。
Actually, everything that we must learn to rely on God for is difficult.
上周一个妈妈跟我分享说，她的孩子现在玩电脑玩着上瘾。
Last week there was a sister who shared with me that their child is addicted to video games.
我很能理解啊，现在很多年轻人玩电脑上瘾啊。
I can really understand that many children are addicted to video games these days.
不但是年轻人，成年人也很多人在网上就是花很多时间啊。
Not only young older people, but older people who also spend a lot of time in video games.
我自己呢，要说我一点也不轻看这些问题哈。
And I must say that I have never underestimated or taken looked at them.As if they are insignificant.
我自己曾经，我不会，我不去玩那些很时尚的那些游戏哈。
Even if I have never played video games myself.
我曾经有一段时间呢，非常的累，但是每到晚上呢，我就在电脑上玩那个扫雷那个游戏，很简单的，很没有用的东西，你知道吗？
So once I spent a lot of time every night playing Minesweeper.
很累了，就是不想去睡觉，也知道这个东西很耽误时间，但是就是要在坐在那里。
And I knew that it was a waste of time and that I was tired. I needed to sleep, but I couldn't stop myself.
连读经祷告的时间都没有，就是有那个时间搞这个东西。
And I would skip on praying or reading the scriptures, and I would spend my time to do this.
所以我知道年轻人被这个东西吸引是很容易被吸引的一件事情。
And so I recognize that it is a very powerful thing in some people's lives.
我自己这个问题我也跟在曾经在英文组也跟年轻人们分享过啊。我说我为了戒掉这个玩这个扫雷的游戏啊，费了很多时间。
And I've shared this before that in order to break my own game addiction, it took a lot of effort from me as well.
不但如此，在这之前，在我信主之前，哈，我还去赌场。
And also before this, I used to gamble a lot.
所以我一点也不轻看那一些有赌博习惯的人。
And so I do not belittle people who have gambling difficulties at all.
还有这些游戏啊，这些东西哈，没有一样是那么容易可以把它戒掉的。
Whether it's gambling or video games, there's not a single thing that's easy to break.
但是有一条，我们心里必须要相信，在主里边我们可以做到的。
However, we must believe that in Christ we can do anything.
他只是说你把重担带到他脚前来就好了。
But he said you must bring the burden before me.
当我们跟他说我想要醒来的时候，他是可以叫醒我们的。
And when we say, Lord, please help me, he will help.
当我们跟这些东西牵扯不断的时候，我们不想离开这个嗜好的时候，那他是没有办法来叫醒我们的。
However, if we are unwilling to break from these things, then he cannot help you.
所以我常跟弟兄姊妹说哈，你自己心里要做一个决定啊。
And so often I say to brothers and sisters that you must decide in your own heart.
所以这是主耶稣的邀请。
This is his command.
我现在这个情况，我实在是不喜欢这个情况了，我要脱离这个情况。
That you must recognize that the situation you are in is bad and that you want to break free from it.
所以你就到主面前来，你说主啊，我不要这个，我要改。
And so you come before the Lord and you say, I do not want this anymore, I want to change.
请你给我力量。
Please give me the power.
然后让我心里能够有平安。
So that I may have peace in my heart.
神一定可以帮助你的。
And he will help you.
我们如果面对这些问题的话，求神赐你力量，今天就去解决这个问题。
If you are facing these troubles, I pray that God will give you the power to fix them today.
你看到在 人在对某一件东西上瘾的时候，哈
，You can see that when someone is addicted to something，
他不做这件事啊，他心里就不平安呐、啊，他心里就闹啊，他一定要去干这个事。
When they are not doing this, they will feel uneasy in their heart。
就像我虽然很累了，也不愿意去睡觉，但我一定要去干我要做的事情。
Just like yeah, even though I'm very tired, I do not want to sleep. I want to go and do this thing first。
当主把平安给你的时候
，However, when the Lord gives you peace，
你就不会去被那个东西吸引了。
When you will know。No longer be attracted by those things.
当你心里有平安的时候，你就可以离开那个东西了。
And when you have peace in your heart, then you can leave them away.
所以我们今天就把我们自己的重担拿到主那里去。
So today we shall bring our burdens to the Lord.
如果你是在工作上面、经济方面的重担，同样把它卸到主面前去。
So if whether it's to do with your work or your finances, you should bring them to the Lord also.
因为主耶稣说，天上的飞鸟，地上的百合花，它都养活。
Because Jesus said that I will feed the sparrows in the air and clothe the flowers of the field.
他当然知道我们要吃饭，我们需要什么。
Of course, he also recognizes that you must eat.
你不是到主那里求发财。
Don't pray to God that you will become rich.
但是求神能够让你把生活的重担卸在他的脚前。
But pray that you can bring your burdens before him.
那你可以每天快乐的去打工，可以每天在工作里面，因为这是神给你的机会，而且还给你有力量、有智慧可以完成。你可以在里面享受，它不再是你的重担。
And so your work will no longer be your burden because you can do it with joy and with power and be able to fulfill your role.
想想我们做家长的是多么盼望着我们的小孩子在学习中能够有乐趣。
Consider as a parent.And how happy you would be if your child studies joyfully.
他如果在学习里有乐趣，他也可以开发他的智力。
If they enjoy their studies, they can increase their intellect.
他可以学得更好，能够使他的那个怎么讲啊？他的智力啊，在这个学习过程中能够开发得更加好。
And their intelligence can be raised through their studies.
所以神是多么盼望着我们在这样的生活当中能够有一个欢喜快乐的心。
And so God truly hopes that in our everyday lives we can be filled with joy.
能够有个喜乐的心。
And we can be filled with happiness.
那你的生活会完全不同。
And your life will change.
可能你从来也没有被改变过，你的工作还是这样，家庭还是这样。但是当你有一颗喜乐的心的时候，你在这个过程当中会完全成为另外一个人。
Maybe your work situation will not change, your family situation will not change, but when you are filled with joy, you will become a new person.
你也会给周围的人带来不同。
And you'll be different to all the people around you.
所以我盼望着我们基督徒的弟兄姊妹哈，是一个充满喜乐的生命。
And so I hope that our brothers and sisters can be filled with joy.
神可以把这样的平安赐给你的。
And Lord, the Lord can give you this peace.
所以今天就把你的重担带到主面前来。
So today you should bring your burdens before him.
然后有这个认识，所有给我的这一切都是从主那里给我的。
And recognize that everything you have today is from the Lord.
而且都是为了让我得好处的。
And it is for your own benefit.
所以我们求这样的智慧，让我在这样的困难的环境里边能够得着神要给我的好处。
And so we hope that we have the wisdom to receive the benefit that the Lord hopes for us.
第二十九节哈，主耶稣自己的见证哈，他说我心里柔和谦卑。
We read in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.
所以我们的心柔和谦卑啊，非常重要。
And so it is very important for your heart to be gentle and humble.
因为当我们一背上重担的时候，我们就要怎么讲啊？你 physically, 你身体上背上重担，你的肌肉就会紧张起来，对不对？
So consider physically when you carry a burden, your muscles will tense.
所以当这些我们认为不好的环境来到我们面前的时候，我们的心就紧张起来了。
And so in our lives, when our life becomes burdened, our hearts can become tense.
然后我们要 fight, 要对付。
And we have this, so that we have the strength to fight.
所以当我们的心变硬的时候，就出问题了。
And so when our heart becomes hard, then these problems will occur.
所以主耶稣说，我们要看他，他说我心里柔和谦卑。
And so Jesus says, learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart.
我总是告诉我们的年轻人哈，我记得在这里也分享过，我说你心里的骄傲哈是不用人教的，与生俱来的。
I often tell our young people that you never need to be taught to be arrogant. You are born that way.
但是柔和谦卑是求来的。
However, gentleness and humbleness must be learned.
所以每一天为你自己的柔和谦卑来祷告。
And so every day you must pray for gentleness and humbleness.
让你的心能够柔软下来。
That your heart may become soft.
然后他说，你们学，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就得享，就必得享安息。
And so it says, when you take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest in your souls.
所以常常读一读福音书哈，看看主耶稣在地上工作的时候，他是以什么样的态度来生活的。
And so we should often read the Gospels and see what kind of attitude Jesus had when he lived in the world.
他用他三年半的时间带了十二个门徒啊。
So with his 3.5 years of mission, he led 12 disciples.
有一个彻底背叛他。
One of them betrayed him.
另外十一个在他上十字架的时候也跑掉了。
The other 11 left him when he was on the cross.
这是多大的伤害啊，心里。
You can imagine what kind of pain he experienced.
但是他在复活之后，在提比利亚海边见到彼得的时候。
However, after his resurrection, when he met Peter by the river,
他没有说你为什么这样做。
He didn't say why did you do this.
他没有责备他，没有问他任何的问题。
He didn't rebuke him or judge him.
他只问了一个问题，大家记得吗
？You remember what he asked him?
他说你爱我吗
？He said, Peter, do you love me?
我们爱主是我们信仰的一个绝对的，也是一个前提条件。
That we love the Lord is the most one important requirement in our faith.
所以在我们信仰的过程当中，可能所以有人跟我说这是牧师那时候跟我讲哈，他说是不是他姥姥讲的？他说这个信主一年哈，主在眼前；信主十年，主就去云南了。
What?
就是
Well, once Pastor Daniel told me, Pastor Daniel told me that you believe in the Lord for 1 year and the Lord is before you, and after a lifetime, it is like he has gone far away.
其实神从来没有去云南哈，是我跑到云南去了，很有可能。就是神从来没有走过那么远，神从来都是跟我在一起的，但是我自己跑了很远。
So actually, the Lord never will never leave you to go far away. It's just sometimes you will leave the Lord.
当这个时候，当你知道主离你很远的时候，我记得大卫的诗篇有一篇啊，他说：“神呐、啊，我在地极求告你。”
And sometimes when we feel like the Lord is far away, we can remember in the Book of Psalms when David says, "Lord, I will." Worship you from far away.
他认为他自己在地极啊，其实神还是在那里的。
He thinks that he is on the edge of the earth from God, but actually God is right there next to him.
所以当我们感觉到我们离神很远的时候
，And so when we feel like we are far away from God,
甚至有的时候觉得，哎呀，这个信仰是不是真实的
？Even when we think is our faith even real?
这是我自己的经验哈。
Speaking from my own experience,
这个时候不是理性可以把你留在信仰里面。
At this time, it is not your rational thought that can save your faith.
这个时候是你跟主的关系可以把你留在里边。
But it is your relationship with Him that can save your faith.
是你跟他曾经的经历、曾经走过的路，没有任何人能够就是你没有办法否认他曾经在你生命中的作为。
And you are, it is when you are unable to refute the things that he has done for you in your life that you will recognize him.
这是能够支持你走下去的一个动因哈。
And this is what will support you.
所以在大卫的诗篇里经常说你曾经拯救了我。
And so often in the Psalms of David, David will say, Lord, once you saved me.
所以他在艰难的环境的时候，他说这个时候我还是要求告你，我信你还会拯救我。
And so even when he is in trouble, he knows that he can rely on God, that God will save him.
如果没有那个曾经，这个时候的信心是很难建立的。
It's possible that if God hadn't saved him before, that his faith would not be there.
所以从今天就去经历神啊。
And so from today, go to experience the Lord.
把你的重担卸给他的时候，你就开始经历他了。
And when you place your burdens on him, you will come to experience him.
如果今天在小事上你没有经历过神的话，你说我遇见大的困难的时候，我可以信靠神，别幻想，那是假的。
If today you can't rely on God for the little things, and one day a big thing comes, you think you will be able to rely on God. That's unrealistic.
所以我们的信心呢，是一点一点操练起来的。
So our faith is trained by small steps.
所以今天开始操练使用你的信心啊。
And so today you should learn to keep using your faith.
这个过程是一个蛮艰难的过程啊。
This process is a process of training.
所以我们这里有很多新来的弟兄姊妹啊。
And we have some new brothers and sisters.
我非常的就是邀请你们参加到我们各一个小组里面去啊。
And I really invite you to take part in all of our small group meetings.
这样我们可以有更多近距离的机会来交流。
So we can have more opportunity to share with each other.
所以你生活中的难处可以在那个环境里边我们可以交流，可以一起祷告。
And you can share the many troubles that you have in your life and we can pray for each other.
具体现在我所生命里经历的这一件事儿，如何用什么样的方法，怎么样能够靠着信心来经历神呢？
In my own experience, how do I know that I can come to experience God?
欢迎你来跟我交流，跟这些我们信主比较成熟的弟兄姊妹来分享啊。
So I invite you to come and to share with our brothers and sisters our own experiences.
因为每一件事情都不是那么简单。
Because everything is not so easy.
说起来简单。
Sometimes you say it and it sounds easy.
因为我知道我今天讲说你现在把你的重担卸到主的脚前来。
Because today I know I can say that place your burdens before God.
他必让你得安息。
And he will have help you.
但是回家你要去真实的面对你的挑战的时候，那一刻不容易。
But when you go and you go home and you go to face your challenges, then it will become hard.
而且不是一天，是每一天面对你的挑战的时候，要坚持下去是不容易的。
And not only once, but every day, every moment to keep up this faith is very difficult.
所以你需要有这是神建立教会的目的，你需要有成熟一点的在弟兄姊妹在你身边祷告支持你。
And so this is why we have church, so that we can have brothers and sisters to support each other and to pray for each other.
所以你自己的难处不要如果实在是非常困难的话，不要只放在自己心里边，你可以拿出来跟弟兄姊妹来分享的。
And so your challenges and difficulties, you shouldn't hold them in your own heart, but share them with your brothers and sisters.
我们要知道，我们都走在这同一条路上。
We should know that we walk the same path.
那神给我们在同一条路上有这么多的伙伴。
And the Lord gave us so many companions on this path.
那我们需要用这一个神给我们的机会，我们来彼此支持，彼此祷告，彼此鼓励。
And we should use this opportunity to encourage and support and pray for each other.
所以今天周报上的文章啊，叫彼此相爱。
And today the essay in our bulletin is called Love for Each Other.
神的爱给了我们，让我们来回应他。
The Lord has given us His love, and He asks us to respond to Him.
也让我们彼此相爱。
And He asks us to share it with each other.
所以你的重担就是我的重担。
And so your burdens are my burdens.
所以我们一起把这个重担放到主的脚前去。
And together we should place this burden before our Lord.
我们盼望着我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够走上这一条信心之路。
We hope that every brother and sister can walk this path of faith.
还有一点我们心里要明白，当我们有这些重担没有办法得平安的时候。
And one more thing we should remember is that when we have this burden and we don't have peace.
不是你的能力出了问题。
It's not a problem with your strength.
是你的信心出了问题。
But a problem with your faith.
我们知道我们的信仰里最重要的一点是信心。
We know that the most important thing in our belief is our faith.
所以当我们信心出了问题的时候，我们需要回到神的面前来。
And so when something happens with our faith, then we should come before God.
神把这样的信心赐给了我们每一个人。
God gave us this faith.
他让你去使用它。
And he wants you to use it.
你从来也不用这一个信心就枯萎了。
If you never use it, it will shrivel.
我不知道大家有没有这个感觉哈，来到澳洲，如果你常说英文的话哈，你中文就忘掉了。
I don't know know, if you feel like in Australia, if you speak English a lot, it's like you forget how to speak Chinese.
现在很容易我们有手机有网络，以前我们要用纸笔写信的哈，拿起笔来我就会发现哇，很多字不会写了。
And now we have computers and we have phones and autocorrect and things, and I realize that when I try to write longhand, there are many things I've forgotten how to spell.
所以当你不用的时候，你觉得那已经都掌握，我在中国30年，那已经都长在生命里的东西，它居然可以忘掉了。
And so even though I lived in China for over 30 years, these things that I'd grown up with, I've come to lose.
所以信心这一个内容哈，神给了你，如果你永远不使用的话，它就不见了。
And so your faith is the same, even though God has given it to you, if you never use it, one day you will lose it.
要使用它。
You must use it.
在每一件事问自己这件事上，我如何能够用信心的原则来走过去。
In everything in your life, learn to use the principle of faith to walk through it.
既然主说的话，我就用信心去接受它。
And since the Lord says it, I will believe it with my faith.
神说了，我把重担拿到他脚前来，他就让我得安息。
The Lord says that you should come and bring your burdens before me, and I will give you rest.
我虽然觉得主啊，你也不大会天上掉馅饼来给我，但是我还是来了。
Even though you say, Lord, maybe you won't drop bread from heaven, but I still come before you.
当你凭着信心来的时候，你看看神就透过你，用他的方式来供应你。
And when you come with your faith, you will see the way that God works in your life.
那个不是你能够想象的方式。
It's not a way that you can imagine.
那个时候你开始经历他。
At that time, you will come to experience Him.
然后你忽然觉得，哎呀，原来这位神是真的。
And suddenly you will recognize, oh, God is real.
当这一个经历在你生命里的时候，你没有办法去否认他。
And when you have this experience, you will no longer be able to refute Him.
所以当将来的日子如果你非常的低落，远离神的时候，那一个经历就是你的帮助。
And in the future, when you are in despair and when you feel like you are far away from God, that experience will be your help.
你知道神是在那里的。
You know that God is there.
不用任何的大道理来讲给你听。
And there's no need for any philosophical proof to prove it to you.
因为我曾经跟他共过事情。
Because you know that you have experienced him.
他曾经跟我走过我人生的一段道路。
Because you know that he walked in your life with you.
所以圣经里，最终啊，在信仰里最终是一个两个个体之间的关系。
And so at the core of the scriptures is a relationship between two.
是一个爱的关系。
A relationship of love.
所以他说他爱我们，叫我们爱他。
And so he says that I loved you and I want you to love me.
这一个爱的付出和回应是他跟你之间非常个人的关系。
And so this sacrifice of love and response is a personal relationship for you and him.
如果你还没有经历过的话，去主那里求，你说主啊，让我经历这样的。
And if you haven't experienced this, you should go and you should ask, Lord, let me experience you.
就像你谈恋爱一样。
Just like when you are in a relationship with a partner.
如果你们不在一起的话，可能经常写信。
When you are not together, maybe you will write love letters to each other.
但是当你们在一起的时候，那信那些东西就不重要了。
But when you are together, those letters that you wrote are not important anymore.
你们在一起走过的，当相爱的两个人在一起走过的一年一年的这一个时光，这个是没有任何东西可以代替的。
But that path that you walk together is something that cannot be replaced by anything else.
所以信仰是理性的，理性很重要。
And so in your faith, your reason is very important.
但是经历也非常重要。
But your experience is also important.
所以信仰要进入到你的经历里边去。
And so your faith must enter into your experience.
如果我们还现在只存在理性里面，只存在读圣经、学习神的话的教导方面。
If our faith is only in the level of scripture and reason and understanding.
是好的，但是不够。
That may be good, but it's not enough.
必须要把它带入到你的生活里边，带入到你的经历里边去。
It must come into your life and into your experience.
所以抓住神的应许，做第一件事情。
So you should take the Lord's promise and do the first thing.
把你的重担拿到他的脚前来。
That is to bring your burdens before him.
他说我就使你得安息。
And he says, I will give you rest.
我们去试一试神是否能够使我们得安息。
And you should try and test to see if he will help you.
好，我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你给我们这样的应许。